Welcome to Elsewhere with Javeria. This is the show where I, Saida Javeria Nan, will help you trace your steps and relive your travel memories as I talk to globetrotters around the world. Join me as I make you nostalgic without being elsewhere.
I'm your host, Javeria, and we have with us today Zamia Mujawar, co-founder of the Bangalore Student Community from Bangalore, India. Hey Zamia, please tell us a little about yourself and what you're passionate about.
Hi, Javeria. Firstly, thank you so much for having me. Like you said, I'm Zamia Mujawar and I'm 21 years old. I just got done with my BBA Entrepreneurship from St. Joseph's College of Commerce. I'm currently the co-founder of Bangalore Student Community, and that is what I spend most of my time on every day. And getting to what I'm passionate about. So I'd say marketing, because I absolutely love marketing, fashion, food, and the color pink. It's kind of been an obsession since I was like in second grade.
Okay, moving on. Would you like to tell us about the weather in Thailand?
Sure. So Thailand is generally a pretty warm place. And if you visit Thailand in our summer, which is in April and May, you'll find that it's really hot and pretty humid. The heat kind of gets to you, and not in a nice way. I mean, it's still okay if you're going to the islands, right? Because you're going to be visiting the beaches and it's still okay. But if you're going to Bangkok, you're not going to have the most pleasant experience. Mm-hmm. So I'd suggest that, visiting Thailand between October and January, because, you know, the weather's a lot more pleasant and the rain sort of settled down. So you'll find yourself, you know, staying outdoors a lot more, which is kind of the point if you're traveling. So, yeah.
Okay, since we're talking about weather and traveling, which mode of transportation do you prefer while traveling in Thailand?
Anyone who's been to Thailand would definitely say take the tuk-tuk, because it's basically like a bigger, more colorful, fun version of the auto rickshaws that we have in India. And, I'm somebody who likes looking around a lot when I'm traveling, like in a city outside of our country. Being in the tuk-tuk really gives you that wholesome experience, and it's also super fun. You know, you'll find a lot of other foreigners maybe freaking out about like going on the tuk-tuk, because, you know, it's a new experience for them. They're sitting in something which is like completely open and may not feel as safe.
Awesome. So how would you like to define the local culture in Thailand?
So Thailand is known as the land of smiles, and rightly so, because Thai people are extremely hospitable and extremely helpful. They're super, super kind. Adding on, Thai people are also really patriotic. I feel like I can't recall a single store where I didn't see them have like a picture of their king, or like the picture, you know, of like the Thai flag. Adding on, they're also like, most of the people in Thailand are really religious. They follow Buddhism, like most of the people there follow Buddhism. And coming to the culture in Bangkok, which most people visit when they go to Thailand. So the culture in Bangkok, basically Bangkok is like a commercial hub, right? I know we use the description, a city that never sleeps, for New York, but I feel like it would fit perfectly for Bangkok too.
I really like the patriotism of the people and the piousness of them. So because we're talking about the culture part of it, what particular aspect of the culture resonates the most with you?
Okay, so you know how I mentioned Bangkok is kind of like the city that never sleeps? So what I'm about to say kind of adds on to that point. The people there are really, really hardworking, both the men and women, super hardworking. It's very fast paced. And me being a city girl through and through, I thrive in environments like that. So that part of their culture really resonates with me, because in, you know, Thailand, I feel like they have, you know, they have 24-hour shopping, and there are food stalls and joints that are open for like 24 hours, which is crazy.
Since I just spoke to you and I got to know that you're a foodie, just like I am, what type of food do you usually find in Thailand, and what is that one dish that no one should miss?
My favorite dish at the island, hands down, is the cheese lobster. I absolutely love it. So yeah, that's the islands. And coming to, oh wait, one more thing that I want to say, if you're visiting one of the islands, going to the night markets is a must. You know, the air is filled with, you know, the aroma of all these amazing dishes. You have like desserts and your savory dishes there.
Damn, got my mouth watering already.
Same. Oh my God.
My God. Okay, so personally, I love listening to stories as well as narrating them. Mm-hmm. And it's quite literally the reason behind this podcast. So I'd like to ask, what was the best part of your trip to Thailand and what made it the most memorable?
Back when I was in 10th grade, we were in Bangkok and it was one day before my board results were going to be released. Of course, like, you know, because I had, you know, a local Thai sim there and, you know, with a limited amount of data or whatever, I'd exhausted my data because I was speaking to my friends. I talked to my right and I saw this phone there that's always there in every hotel room. And it said, dial this code to call to India. So little Miss Genius, silly me, thought that I can make calls for free. So I picked up the phone, I dialed the number, and I spoke to my friends for hours that night. And I walk up to the door and I see this like envelope, and I open the envelope, and my heart kind of dropped. What was written inside the envelope was that I need to pay so many thousands of bahts because I was on a, because I made an international call for so many hours. And it was like our third last day or our second last day in Thailand. So I was freaking out, but I continued with my day. And I went to this one shopping complex. And honestly, one of the most memorable things was, you know, sitting on the stairs of this shopping complex 2 minutes before my board marks were released, just opening my board marks, being really happy. And then I went back to shopping like as if nothing happened. And I almost forgot about the fact that I had to pay this phone bill. 1 hour later, I was at this Thai restaurant with my parents and, you know, we're having some really good Thai food. I got a call from my uncle and he's just like, you know, I'm so proud of you and I'm sending this particular amount to you and you can go ahead and shop and have a great time with it in Thailand. That amount that he was sending was exactly the amount of the phone bill. I'm just like, thanks. So, I mean, I kind of got to like do away with that phone bill and I also like got to shop. It's amazing. But you know, like one thing that I'd say is like the takeaway from this whole experience is how affordable Thailand is. I really want to mention that.
Awesome. That was quite a trip. Honestly, I'd love to go to Thailand at this point. Okay, since we're talking about favorites, tell us about your personal favorite tourist spot in Thailand and what makes it your favorite.
Not a lot of beaches are very quiet there. And Karen Beach is something I discovered when I went in 2019. And it's this gem of a place because it's super quiet. The water's really, really clean. The beach is super clean in general. It just seemed like we had found this like hidden gem in Phuket and it was just like a beautiful experience. I think it's like a 20 or 30 minute drive from like the Patong area. I remember being there with my entire family and with my cousins and being in the sea and like watching the sunset. It was just the most content, happy feeling.
Honestly, love to visit Thailand once this lockdown finishes. And like to all the people who are even planning to go to Thailand, I feel like you've given them a full-fledged, you know, travel guide.
So yes, I really, really hope.
That sounds like a stunning place to go to. And I'm so glad that you could share your wonderful experience with us. Thank you so much for coming on my show and letting us take a stroll through your memory lane.
Thank you so much for having me, Javeria. And I want to say that I'm really looking forward to the other episodes. And to be, you know, taken elsewhere, even if it's just mentally and for a few minutes, I want to say thanks on behalf of all the listeners because I think this idea is just so brilliant. So thanks to you.
So guys, this was Zamia Mujawar with us, sharing her memoirs of being elsewhere. Stay tuned to yet another episode of Gorgeous Location. Until next